Yam Kala Sat शास्ते व्यक्तो बाहो चेष्टते विश्व निमेशादेतरांतो देशानं क्षेमधामापद्ये योजं कालस्तस्य तिरक्तबन्धो इष्टा माहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वा निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयांस ेषानं क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये योऽयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो सामाहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वादिर्वत्तरान्तो महीया सन्तेषानं क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये सोऽयं कालस्तस्य ते रक्तबन्धो ष्टामाहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वादिर्वत्तरान्तो महीया सन्तेषानां क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये
योऽयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो
योऽयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो
एतां मारुष्येष्टते येन विश्वा
एतां मारुष्येष्टते येन विश्वा
निमेषादिर्वत्सरन्तो माह्याम्
निमेषादिर्वत्सरन्तो माह्याम्
सम्प्रेषाणम्
ेषरन्तो महीयाम्
ेषरन्तो अयम् कालः टैम् मिनिट्स् अवर्स्
सेकेण्ड्स्
सत्या आफ़्
हिम्
ते आफ़् यू अव्यक्तबन्धो ओ माय लॉर्ड यू आर द इनॉग्रेटर ऑफ द अनमैनिफेस्टेड द ओरिजिनल महत्तत्व
और
प्रकृति चेष्टा अटेम्प्ट और पासन आहू चेष्टते वर्क्स by which Vishwam, the entire creation, Nimeshadihi, beginning with minute part of time, Vatsara Antaha, up to the limit of a year, Mahiya, powerful, Tam,
unto your lordship.
From
Ishanam,
unto you,
the Supreme Controller,
Shemadhama,
the reservoir of all auspiciousness, Prapadde,
offer full surrender.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time. But you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Yat Chakshurecha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja. Yasya Gnaya Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purushantam Aham Bhajami. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the Trimiver Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahya Dakshina Prakriti Hi Svete Sacharacharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time. And time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of onslaughts of time. Time estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita, every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under the time's control. Brahmati Samvrta Kala Chakra. The sun moves within the Kala Chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Adept Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes, the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter. Of course, although sometimes we can see only the motions of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord who is behind the motions of the cosmos is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadamayam Swasadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Kadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Sam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Namo Om Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinathine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Akshatarishatarine Vancha Kalpa Rugrasya Kripa Sindho Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Krishna Devyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavaro Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Raja Kanta Namostate Tattakanchana Kodangi Tate Vedavaneshwari Vrishamaro Sute Devi Namami Hare Priya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time. But you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your Lordship. Hare Krishna. Before I begin the class, I seek the blessings of all the devotees, especially Adi Guru. So, Mother Devaki continues to offer her prayers. And as we read the verses, we will see she is quite incoherent. Incoherence is not caused because of some being spaced out as we are, but because Krishna has just appeared and she has seen Krishna's 400 form. So therefore, she has the awareness of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, because he has come as her son, there is also affection. So this dual feeling is a rasa. It is not duality of this mundane world. Here she is offering the prayers to Krishna, knowing him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controller of the time factor. Everyone is influenced by time, but she has understood that Krishna is not influenced by time. But still, eventually she is going to offer prayers that please, please remove this form of 400, because this 400 form will cause confusion. People will start talking about this, that how is that Devaki has given birth to a child who has a 400 form. They will not believe this. Therefore remove this form. And she also talks about Kamsa. How Kamsa will cause, you know, fear. He will cause, he will try to harm you. So these mixed feelings are expressed by Mother Devaki, and she is offering these beautiful prayers. And in this specific verse, she talks about the time factor and how time factor controls everything, including the sun. Very interestingly, in the 8th canto, when Gajendra is offering his prayers to the Lord, he talks about the time factor. He is praying to the Lord that, my dear Lord, I want to be relieved of this body which is cause of ignorance. In fact, it is the whole existence is nothing but ignorance from inside and outside, and especially an elephant body, bigger ignorance. That's what Gajendra is saying. And he says, everything is destroyed by the influence of time except ignorance. We are told, just wait, let the time pass, so everything will be settled. If you are suffering, let the time pass. If somebody is enjoying and becoming intoxicated by that enjoyment, it is told that, you know, let the time pass. But in regards to ignorance, if you wait ignorance to pass, as the passing of the time, ignorance keeps on increasing. Therefore, you know, when the living entity leaves the spiritual world, just because of one small desire, within few moments this desire comes and is separated from the Lord. And the separation is so long, then the living entity asks this question, does God exist? Is there a spiritual world? So this question is not the sign of intelligence. This question is the sign of deep ignorance. When someone has a connection with some very, very powerful relative, but because of the time gap, he forgets that he had such a connection with some powerful personality. And that is our position. The living entity, because of the ignorance and not allowing that ignorance to be dispelled, waiting, what does it do? It simply keeps on building that ignorance. The nature of this world, we see that in relation to Krishna, either separation or union, it simply increases one's remembrance of the Lord, one's closeness with the Lord. He comes closer, either there is separation or union. But in the mundane world, by the influence of time, union causes boredom or finding unlimited faults. When there is a relationship and the relationship is long, that excitement it was there in the beginning is all exposed, it is lost. That is the nature of the time. What does the time do? Time makes it bored. Eventually, the relationship which we were experiencing great excitement, it becomes so unbearable. It only sustains because one can tolerate each other on the mundane plane. And the same time factor, when there is a separation, someone who is very dear to us, if he is separated and staying in a distant land, then what does that separation do? That separation makes forgetfulness. So that is the nature of ignorance in this world. That is the nature of time in this world. Union causes boredom and offenses, and separation causes forgetfulness. In fact, they don't exist for us eventually. That is the power of separation and the power of time factor. So therefore, a devotee of the Lord consciously works on to overcome the power of ignorance. Recognizing ignorance is knowledge. But considering ignorance to be knowledge, that is foolishness. So in this world we see our forgetfulness of Lord and challenging His existence and making so much philosophy based upon that ignorance, atheism, Maya philosophy, Nirvishesh philosophy, they are given big, big names. They are called as philosophy. But what is it? It is nothing but ignorance. Only when the living entity consciously tries to establish his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance of the spiritual master, elsewhere Prabhupada explains, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakar, that the spiritual master, what does he do? He forces with the torchlight of knowledge and removes all of our ignorance. And because he forces, because the living entity does not want to come closer to Krishna, hoping that the time factor, you know, will take away everything. The first a very interesting prayer offered by Gajendra, that the time factor cannot influence ignorance. One has to endeavor. Therefore Krishna explains, knowledge is so powerful, api chetasi papebhya sarvebhya papakritama sarva jnana plaveneva vrajanam santarishasi. The fourth chapter, the transcendental knowledge. Ignorance itself is the cause of all reaction. Ignorance is cause of sinful activities. But if one is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, then he can cross over everything. We were discussing yesterday. Even if Krishna awards us prema, which is already awarded in the form of holy name, and we are ignorant about that also. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes one of the last chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his ecstatic symptoms. And then he drowned in the ocean. And this fisherman every day would go and collect fish from that ocean. And that day, for his good fortune, you know, he got this huge something in his net. And he was very happy. He thought that there's a big catch. And he started pulling the net. And what did he find? He found the corpse. And he touched it. And by touching the corpse, he started, you know, jumping, dancing, crying. He was exhibiting all ecstatic symptoms, but he thought that his corpse is haunted by a powerful ghost. And when all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, they were looking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they found this fisherman jumping, dancing, crying. When he met Sri Chaitanya, when he met Swarup Damodar Goswami and others, they asked him, "Did you see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" He said, "No, I did not." He said, "What can I say? Every day I go and catch fish. But yesterday when I went to catch fish, unfortunately I got touched by this corpse. And I always chant Narsingha Mantra. But today this Narsingha Mantra is causing no effect. When I chant the Narsingha Mantra, the haunting of the ghost simply increases." So Swarup Damodar Goswami had a hint. And he said, "I'm an exorcist." And he slapped him 3 times. And he said, "Take me to that place where you have seen that corpse." And then he saw that it was not corpse, it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "It is not that you are haunted by ghosts, you are experiencing Krishna Prem." So even if the experience is there of devotional service, but if the reminder and knowledge is not there, we will misunderstand. Again, this ignorance is also caused, again with one of the confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. When Balabhadra Bhattacharya was chosen by devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to come to Vrindavan. But devotees were saying that Mahaprabhu did not want to take any confidential associates. And he said, someone who is not agitated, because previously I took Kala Krishna Das, and rather than taking my care, I had to take care of him. He was running after the Bhattahari woman. Then he said, give me someone who is sober. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, yes, he is not only sober, he is knowledgeable, he is sadhu, and he is susnigdha, he is very affectionate to you. But when they came to Vrindavan, Balabhadra Bhattacharya heard rumors. Just when you hear something of ignorance repeatedly, as Prabhupada explains, when ignorance is spoken or falsehood spoken many times repeatedly, loudly, then you get convinced. You told the story of that Bhagwan Pandit. Bhagwan Pandit was a king, the Pandit of a king, and other Pandits were very envious of him. They decided a plot. He should be removed from the association of the king. And they spread the rumor that Bhagwan Pandit is dead. And they would not allow him to come inside the association of king. And they spread this rumor, Bhagwan Pandit is dead. And then this Bhagwan Pandit wanted the association of his master, his king. He climbed the tree in the garden. And the king was going for, you know, excursion, going for the retreat. And what did he see? He saw Bhagwan Pandit on the tree. And he said, I am here. But because he was influenced by other Pandits, he said, "Jassi, it is now, the fact is confirmed that Bhagwan Pandit has become a ghost." So in this way, the king was influenced by other ministers. So here we see that Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he was living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but by hearing the rumors, and what was the rumors? The rumors were that Krishna has reappeared. In India, in every town and village, Mahaprabhu said in every town and village you should spread the holy name. In every town and village, there is one incarnation. Like yesterday, one devotee was mentioning, when he had gone to Jaipur, at Radha Govinda temple, where Krishna is worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right opposite to the palace of the Jaipur king. He never considered himself as the king, therefore he had Lord Govindadev opposite to his palace. When he would get up, he would see the Lord. He said, there one sadhu, he came, he said, I am Krishna. He said, thank you Prabhuji, he said. He said, no Prabhu, Krishna. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like another devotee was traveling in South India and he saw one huge can. And he overheard from the speaker system. And in the speaker system it was said that Krishna was only famous in North India. But our God, he was introducing some God, old lady with a black face, short stature. He said, but our God is famous all over the world. More famous than Krishna. This is the land of India. Therefore, one time Devabhur Swami was mentioning, the greatest land of terrorism is India. Why? Because they create gods there. False gods. So therefore, Vallabhadra Bhattacharya was also influenced by these rumors that Krishna is dancing on the woods of Kaliya in Kaliya Dasa. He heard it, kept on hearing about this, and eventually asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can I go and see Krishna? You'll find slapping few times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time Swarup Damodar Goswami slapped, another time Shiva Thakur slapped the guard of Pratap Rudra, Harichandan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also slapped Rupa Goswami out of affection when he saw those compilations which Rupa Goswami has compiled. He made him sit on his lap and he slapped him. He said, how you have understood my mind? Out of affection. So here Vallabhadra Bhattacharya, when he said that I want to go and see Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu, he said, where does in the scripture it is mentioned that Krishna appears in this age of Kali? Nowhere it is mentioned like that. And suddenly some Brahmanas came and they gave the proper information. They said, actually it is not Krishna, the fishermen, lot of fishermen are involved in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this fisherman every day goes in the night at Kaliya Dasa. He has a small boat and he has this lantern. In India they call it kandil, small. He said every day he goes to catch fish, and because of the water, you know, the boat is going back and forth and he's jumping in the boat trying to catch fish. So people misunderstand the boatman to be Krishna and the boat to be Kaliya and the lantern to be the jewel on the hoods of Kaliya. He said that's what people misunderstand. So Prabhupada writes there, Vallabhadra Bhattacharya committed this offense of, this mistake of considering Supreme Personality Godhead to be ordinary. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there with him, but because influenced by the ignorance, he forgot. He was with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was associating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he considered Mahaprabhu to be ordinary and ordinary person to be Krishna. Therefore, ignorance is so powerful, and if we allow the influence of ignorance, it does not take much time to wipe out our Krishna conscious culture. It doesn't take much time. Somebody was asking this question, how is that someone after practicing devotional service for 25 years, 30 years, he gives up? That means the process did not work? Was he not practicing? No, process, he was practicing. But he gave a chance for Maya to enter in, creep inside. And Maya takes little time. And without me realizing, we are lost. And one devotee answered, he said, what to speak of after practicing 30 years? Lifetime eternally we were with Krishna. We are with Krishna eternally. That is most surprising, that we have come to this material world. And then we raise this question, does Krishna exist? Does the spiritual world exist? Therefore, ignorance cannot, the time factor cannot affect the ignorance, but at the same time factor also cannot affect the process of devotional service. When we perform devotional service, we see if we die without completing our devotional service, the time factor does not influence the sukruti, the the collection of the credits of devotional service. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, he quotes that verse, Niha Vikramana Shakti, Pratyavayana Vidyate, Swampamapyasi Dharmasya Srayate Mahatobhaya. Even little advancement on this path will save us from the most fearful situation. What is that most fearful situation? Collection of many ignorance, animalistic body. In animal form, there is no remembrance of the Lord. But devotional service is so powerful that if we practice devotional service to Krishna, and even if by chance, if we become demons or animals, the Sukriti, the credit is so powerful that it has an influence to overcome the body of an animal. Bharat Maharaj, he became an animal, but still he was conscious of his devotional practices. Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by Mother Parvati that he became a demon. But even as a demon, we see how conscious he was of Krishna. And therefore he was saying that Virahiya Kamsya, my dear Lord, I want to go back to the spiritual world. Let Indra kill me immediately. Nanaka Prasam, Nanaka Paramestam, Na Yoga Siddhi. Chitraketu Maharaj, as Vritrasura demon, he is praying to the Lord. He says, my dear Lord, I do not desire the wealth of the three worlds. I don't want to become the king of the 14 planetary systems. What I want, that I am simply awaiting to collect the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, Narad Muni. That is the power of devotional credits. Any other credits we collect in this world, wealth, collection of ignorance, which is called as knowledge in this world, which is all will be destroyed. But devotional service will not be destroyed. And therefore, Krishna consciousness is so powerful, the process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful, it cannot destroy our credits of devotional service. Therefore, rather than waiting, like someone says, that those who wish to remember the Lord at the 11th hour, they die at 10:30. So therefore, hoping that I will remember Krishna in the future will never come. This is the present time. Just like Maya says, give me one moment, and she has taken eternity from us. We are still under the clutches of Maya. But Srila Prabhupada came with this knowledge and he said, give little to Krishna. Same thing he said, just little bit. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if we do that, the influence is so powerful. Yesterday Shri Dharmaprabhu was telling the story of one person coming to the temple. And he said, can I meet Prabhuda? He didn't know Prabhuda Swami. So Shri Prabhu, he didn't connect what it was. And then, you know, this British person, and then eventually he came to Prabhupada's room and he was crying tears. Shri Prabhu went to see him. And he again asked, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for Prabhuda Swami. Then he realized, oh, he's talking about Prabhupada. Then he said, 10 years back, he had gone to Miami Beach for sense gratification. Then he got the book and prasadam. By eating Krishna prasad and touching the book, he never read the book for 10 years. But when he read the book, he came and he said, what do you expect from Prabhupada? Why do you want to meet him? He said, I want to meet Srila Prabhupada to learn the art of becoming pure devotee. Just by reading Prabhupada's books, he understood the essence of life to become a pure devotee. Therefore, I have come here to become a pure devotee. So that is the power of Krishna consciousness. Some connection some years back, but the power is so great, the influence is so great, that time factor cannot disturb it. So therefore here Devaki is offering such a beautiful prayers and allowing the advent of Krishna to become more and more excited. So we'll stop here because the time factor is influencing us. Hare Krishna. It's 2-3 minutes. Any comments or questions? Yes, please.
One question. When the living entity leaves the spiritual world, comes here, it appears there is something missing from the spiritual world. How does that work out?
Yeah, therefore Prabhupada said, you know, causeless unwillingness. That is the cause of our downfall here. Good explanation. I liked it. Causeless unwillingness. We don't know why it happened, how it happened. I think sometimes somebody asked this question. I think Jamuna Mataji to Prabhupada about going back to Godhead or coming from there. I don't know exactly. Prabhupada said, now you just try, work hard to go back to Krishna, and then you can ask that question to Krishna. Rather than, you know, trying to know. Sometimes people give up Krishna consciousness because of this question which is not answered. They say, there is something which is not answered within the purview of devotional service. Then how did we come here? Then what do they do? By giving up, not that they fall down again and perform all kinds of sinful activities, more reactions. Because certain things are there in the scriptures. They are not supposed to be. Krishna is not supposed to be conquered by us with our intelligence. He is beyond intelligence. It is not that we have to know everything about Krishna. Gurujan Prabhu said very nicely, he said, Bhagavatam is not to know. Bhagavatam is Krishna, and therefore we want Bhagavat to influence us. Bhagavat should conquer us. Very powerful point. So therefore, you know, how we came, why we came. Yes, Krishna explains, Icchha Dvesha Samutvenam Dvandva Mohena Bharata. Living entity, because it is marginal energy under the even the spiritual, but always the choice is there, and therefore the independence is there, and that is what makes the spiritual world very dynamic. It is not like a robot that you are in the spiritual world, no more independence. No, independence is there, and therefore it makes very interesting. Every moment with that independence, you keep on making that right choice of serving Krishna. It is not that independence is lost. Independence is still there. So therefore, there is also risk of falling. Krishna has given that independence so that we can use it rightly, but he also takes that risk of we misusing that independence. This explanation we can give. And at one point of time, maybe ideal curiosity killed the cat. Just for a little second, Narad Muni's story is there, Markanda Rishi's story is there, from that we can understand. Markanda Rishi wanted to know what Krishna's maya is. And suddenly he came down. Tossed and turned around in the ocean for millions of years. And then eventually saw Krishna licking his own toe on that Ashwatha leaf. Then he came out of the maya. But then he realized that millions of years he was you know, in the maya. And I think Rudana Maharaj explained that is not a very good, intelligent thing to do. To ask Krishna, I want to see your maya. It takes millions of lifetimes. Again, Lord Shiva also wanted to see Mohini Murti. That's also very dangerous. Of course, Shiva was so amazing, even after being bewildered by Lord Vishnu's maya in the form of Mohini Murti, he simply kept on glorifying. He said, just see the greatness of my Lord. But he didn't feel embarrassed. He felt this is expected of Krishna's power. So therefore, you know, basically, Icchha Dvesha. Sometime we develop that desire and we are here. And then going back to Krishna is also so fast as coming from there. Na chirat partha. Krishna explains, it doesn't take much time. Very quickly we can go back to Godhead. Instantly. Therefore, in the beginning, when Parikshit Maharaj heard that he is going to die within 7 days, there was some kind of anxiety. And Sukadeva Goswami saw that Parikshit Maharaj is in anxiety. Then he said, Khatvango Namo Maharaja. That Khatvango Maharaj, how long it took him to go back to Godhead? Less than a moment. So by quoting that story, he gave confidence to Parikshit Maharaj. You can do it. You have 7 days. 7 days to go back to Krishna. So therefore, that's how it's easy. It's so easy to come here. Similarly, it's as easy as that to go back to Krishna. But that one moment's consciousness, you know, absorption in Krishna for one moment is so important. If we can do it, we are there in the spiritual world. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ హరే కృష్ణ ప్రభుపాదకి రమ లండలేశ్వరికి జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రకి గౌరవితాకి
ప్రభు కి